Every day, 10,000 baby boomers are turning 65, and that's for the next 19 years. So get ready to explore topics like healthy aging, elder care, boomer and senior lifestyles, and more to keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. You're listening to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging, but not growing old.
Oh, I got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got a brand new
And without further ado, from the My Senior Neighborhood Studios, here's your host, Susa Wacky.
Well, Medicare reform, Medicaid spending, and the fraud and fear and all of it. Well, good day, great day, and a new day, Chicagoland, Wisconsin, Indiana, Michigan. And on the World Wide Web, if you are streaming Aging Info Radio at 560WIND.com. Well, Medicare, as we all know, is a great concern. And on the topic of the forefront, of course, with our election so close. And my first guest today is going to give us straight facts about the reform or what he sees and how it actually affects those on Medicare and our future generations. And my first guest is the Brink Thinking Malcolm Out Loud, who is a national news and political commentator. Welcome, Malcolm, to Aging Info Radio.
Just wonderful to be with you, Sue. By the way, I love your tagline where you say, we're not aging, and I always say that to people. I'm not aging. I'm just getting more experience, man.
We're not aging. We're growing old, but we are not aging. That's the whole thing. And when I say we, I'm talking about boomers and seniors. Now, Malcolm, I saw an ad, and I'm sure you're familiar with it, and it just being in the aging and elder care industry, it was hard to watch. And it's who's flinging Granny off the cliff? Are you familiar with this?
Yeah, I'm sure familiar with it. I did a whole show on it, Sue, and we've talked about it extensively. But yeah, go ahead. You watched it?
Yes, I just don't like it. I mean, it's a way to really do what's happening out there, and that's put the fear about Medicare going away or, you know, not being what it is today, especially for the elder seniors.
Right. Well, that's what the whole thing is based on, actually. I mean, it is fear. It's 100% fear. Disturbs me that our political leaders use these kinds of tactics to gain votes and to scare the other group. But, all right, so let's tell everybody, remind people, okay, what this growing off the business was all about, okay? It was a national commercial now that was put out, which showed an elderly lady that was wheelchair ridden, and she's rolled out to the edge of a cliff. And the lookalike, you see the back of his head and the side shoe, was Paul Ryan, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like Paul Ryan, obviously. This is just when Romney had made the decision, you know. Well, there was a Granny off the Cliff Part 1. You remember that?
Yes.
And then this was actually Part 2 that ran when Mitt Romney had chosen Paul Ryan as his running mate. And what happens is this wheelchair goes to the cliff, and they literally take Granny, fling her off the wheelchair to the cliff, to the bottom, to her death. Now, how's that for promotion and advertising?
Well, that'll definitely put the fear in people, especially if you're Granny.
Yeah, I would think so. So, sadly, this is the sort of scare tactics that the politicians use. And, you know, and this was put out there, and it was to show that in support of Obama, of course, that they were going to scare and chop Medicare and really scare everybody. Sue, I think one of the first things we should remind people, okay, when it comes to government programs and it comes to government agencies, I don't know any of them that are perfect. They are about all running the red. They're all upside down backwards. Because I think we've found at this point that if history is any indication, the private side can typically do things better than the government. I think most people understand that. I don't think even people on the left understand it, but they don't want to admit it because they want more government, more bureaucracy, and more, you know, well, I call it job security amongst the government officials, if you will. And maybe that's a little harsh, but I don't think so, Sue. And I don't know what your view on this is. I do not know, but I really feel that a lot of these programs are just, they're too large, become too cumbersome for their own good, and they're constantly running the red, they're not healthy, and then the politicians get to a point, Sue, where they say, well, we don't know what to do. I mean, there's not enough. Do we raise taxes, or what do we do? We're running a deficit. This government can't balance anything. They don't know what a balance sheet is for P&L to save their life. Look at the, and again, this, I don't want to get sidetracked here, Sue. I get on my path and forget it, my war path. But, you know, you can go right down the lines. But I don't know. Do you agree with this? We're taking the post office. I mean, they just suffered $5 billion in a quarter. I mean, these people, like, eat money like it's lunch, you know?
Yeah, the post office is a completely different topic there. But actually, you know, Malcolm, the Medicare program came out in 1965, and it was about, you know, they weren't expecting people to live. I mean, people are living past 115. So it was never, the system could not, the current system cannot sustain, you know, how people are living longer. And then another factor is, there's a lot, even with the Gen Y generation, which is 80 million in that generation, which is bigger than the boomer generation. These are the 18 to 35 year olds today. Many of them cannot find jobs to actually be paying into that system. So there's a lot of things here that are just, the system cannot sustain itself going the way it's going.
Okay, so there's two sides to this story. There is the consistent scare tactics of the program and where it stands. And you're right with the sense that where we are today, the program is going to be stretched further than anybody ever imagined, Sue. You have more baby boomers, more retirees than you've ever had before coming into the system right now, and this is what it's going to be over this next decade as the program is stretched to the maximum. And the problem is, does it go bankrupt or not? Well, listen, it's funny with government programs. They always seem to find a way, Sue, to borrow money to do something to make these programs stretch out even further. But if you take a look at Medicare, Sue, back to the inception in 1965, you know, it was just a few years after that, by the way, the Chicago Tribune reported in 69 that Medicare Hospital Trust Fund faced bankruptcy and taxes must either be raised or benefits reduced. That was in 69, Sue.
It's continuing. Remember 1985, I think the election there, they were talking about Medicare going broke.
It was in 83 and then 85, and it was in 95. In 95, Dr. Roper, the head of the Federal Medicare and Medicaid Agency, if you will, said that with the Medicare Trust Fund expected to go insolvent shortly after 2000, it is hard for us to sign on for a major expansion of the Medicare program beyond the catastrophic care bill. And again, you can just come right down the line. In 99, the Chicago Tribune again said the National Bipartisan Commission on the Future of Medicare was created in 97 to deal with Medicare's projected bankruptcy in 2008. You see where I'm going, Sue.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
continues. I mean, it continues to go on, but it's continuing to be bankrupt.
Every couple few years, you know, it's a big problem, a tragedy. And then everybody scrambles, and it hits the headlines, and we scare people. And then, you know, again, back to Wall Street, we throw granny off the cliff kind of thing. All right. One of the challenges, Sue, that we should touch on with and one of the controversies with Romney and Obama, of course, is this whole conversation, and I'm sure you're up on it, about privatizing supposedly Medicare.
Mm-hmm.
And the conversation back and forth is it's not – but really what happens is the Obama team is suggesting that they want to do away with Medicare, and they want to privatize, they want to do away with it. It's not going to be there for, again, baby boomers, retirees, and so on and so forth. Now, none of that is true, however, Sue. If you look at the facts of what Ryan has recommended, I'm sure you're familiar with him and Democratic Ron Wyden, right, from Oregon?
Yes.
It was a bipartisan effort with this Medicare reform proposal now that no one over the age of 55 would be affected in any way whatsoever.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Second, that traditional Medicare fee-for-service would remain available for all, again, premium support, that is, government funding of private insurance plans chosen by individuals, okay? So it's an option for those who choose it. No senior would be forced out of the traditional Medicare program against their will.
That's how they know, as they know it today, that it would that anybody 55 and older continues down the path of Medicare today. You know, talking to Malcolm Out Loud, his website being malcolmoutloud.tv. And Malcolm, you know, it's inevitable. The system is it needs to be reinvented to really support people living longer. People are also being very proactive and taking care of their health and becoming more responsible. And all that shifting, so that's a little bit why the program could be reinvented. We're going to continue this conversation after we get back once again. I'm here with Malcolm Out Loud, and his website is justthat.tv. This is Aging Info Radio. Stay right here on AM 560 WIND. And we will be right back.
Hello, I'm Larry Hanover, and I'm with Security One Lending in Schaumburg. We're one of the largest reverse mortgage lenders in America and the official reverse mortgage lender of Aging Info Radio. A reverse mortgage is a federally insured loan that has no income or credit restrictions. So if you would like to learn more about how a reverse mortgage could benefit you or your parents, please call our offices at 847-466-1800. That's 847-466-1800.
Body Logic MD comprises the nation's largest national network of highly trained physicians specializing in bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. Body Logic MD has been featured on Oprah.com and in Suzanne Summers' books, Knockout, Interviews with Doctors Who Are Curing Cancer, and Breakthrough, 8 Steps to Wellness. And her book, Ageless, The Naked Truth About Bioidentical Hormones, dedicates an entire chapter to Body Logic MD. Find a location near you at BodyLogicMD.com. BodyLogicMD.com.
Are you part of the sandwich generation and currently feeling a little grilled and fried? Call family-owned Partners in Senior Care and we can help you get your life back. Our geriatric care managers specialize in helping seniors and their families navigate the aging journey. Let our family take care of your family. Partners in Senior Care. Call us anytime at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330, or visit us on the web at partnersinseniorcare.com.
Hi, this is Tammy Rosas from Heritage Woods of Gurnee. We are a supportive living community for seniors 65 and over who cannot live alone at home anymore. Many people will not consider assisted living because of the cost. Understanding the affordability and difference of Heritage Woods is the key. We differ from other assisted living communities because of our financial assistance program. Once you move to Heritage Woods, you will never have to leave because you've depleted your financial resources, nor be turned down because you have limited income and no savings. Heritage Woods offers all the luxuries of home. For more information on how you can afford supportive living, call 847-623-6300.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old.
Yes, this is Susan Wacky with Aging Info Radio, your host, and I'm here with Malcolm Out Loud, who is a national news and political commentator. And he is the ultimate brink thinker. We are talking about Medicare reform. And I would like to address something here. In the state of Illinois, which is where Aging Info Radio is broadcasting from out of the Chicagoland area, there are many doctors who are opting out of Medicare assignment. And so it's making it harder and harder for senior citizens to, number one, get doctor's appointments. And I think a lot of these doctors are opting out because, one, is they are not paid as much as they could get if they were getting private paid from an insurance company. Do you see this happening in the Medicare world, Malcolm?
Well, yeah, you know, what's happening, and this is a great point, Sue, to talk about a moment, okay? You hear the national talking point right now, Sue, about the $716 billion that supposedly that President Obama was pulling out of the Medicare fund to put into Obamacare, correct?
Right. The Patient and Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, now called Obamacare, right? That's what you're talking about.
Yeah. Yes. Even he calls it Obamacare, by the way.
I know.
So, I mean, wow. But yeah, so that $716 billion has been very, very controversial, as you know, with the general election, Sue, okay? Because the conversation was that, okay, Obama was taking it, but he was supposedly taking it from the hospitals and the doctors and the expenses and so on and so forth. Correct, Sue?
Right.
All right. That was the conversation. And yet, this is exactly the point of what you're making, Sue. How much more can we squeeze our health care, the doctors and the facilities and the hospitals and the operations? What's happening is this. You know, we're still a free enterprise system here. And that doesn't mean that hospitals and doctors for the long run are going to continue to want to take these kinds of services that don't pay them the what they believe is the fair share to run their enterprises as the next one. So what happens is, I think a lot of people are worried that are you getting the same quality treatment, Sue?
Right.
You know, I mean, that's what I'm worried about. Are you getting the same? I mean, if it's my mother or father, I want to know, are they getting the same quality treatment or not? And I think that's a question to ask. And then in some cases, as you're suggesting, Sue, they literally don't want to accept it. And I think it can hit some of this. Now, listen, the government can sit all day long and threaten people and organizations and healthcare, but I mean, we still live in a free enterprise program here. And, you know, I think these healthcare facilities and doctors, what have you, certainly should have choices on whether, I mean, I don't think they should be forced. No more than anybody should be, Sue.
Well, especially if a senior goes to a doctor, a senior citizen, or an elderly person, then and they find out that they're really just not comfortable with that doctor, but then again, nobody else in their area is accepting Medicare, they have no choice.
It's a problem, and it's a real problem, and I'm it's very sad. I mean, when you hear this kind of thing, so you know. So the point is that this whole controversy of the president taking this $716 billion again from, as you say, the to put it into the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, it has been very, very controversial as far as how President Obama is going about this. And again, each side is spinning it as they see fit, Sue.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't get a straight answer from anybody on this. This is a very murky, murky subject. And the problem with a lot of baby boomers and retirees, Sue, unless they're willing to look below the headline, and I mean way below the headline, and research this thing all the way, look at some of the independent agencies in Washington, see what they're saying about the insolvency or not of Medicare and a lot of these programs, you really don't know what's going on and how it's going to impact you. That, well, to me, Sue, is the sad reality of what we're facing right now in Medicare and the scare that's going on with throwing Granny off the cliff.
You know what? Granny is not going to be thrown off the cliff. Granny's going to pull out her rifle on you because people are not – what they're doing, a lot of the media, the whole election and what's being said, it's putting fear in the elderly. And it's just – it's really not a good thing.
All right. So, Sue, what I want to suggest to you right now, you introduced me a few months ago as a brink thinker.
Yes.
As somebody who – which and let's tell people, I mean, what this means is we're the kind of people who embrace change. We embrace tomorrow. We embrace absurd ideas because really our country is based and built. Everything you're enjoying today, folks, is based on some level of absurdity. I mean, when you take a look at our innovators and our inventors over the years, Sue, it always comes down to people said, are you for real? You're going to do what? You're going to like create electricity?
That's not possible, right? It came out of brink thinking.
You've got to bring things. You've got to get beyond the absurd. I'm telling you, Sue, this is the best stuff in life. Is when you, in other words, when you stretch the boundaries of something, Sue, and I won't go too far down this path, but the point is when you stretch the boundaries, you question everything around you, Sue, just like a compass, and you begin to look at all kinds of ideas. You get to, you know, to what I call the absurdity stage, and it's sort of a stage where you say, oh, my God, am I out of my blessed mind? And when you get to that point of life, you probably are onto some pretty hot things or some ideas that may be somewhere. My point is a lot of these ideas, Sue, become brink-thinking ideas as brink-thinkers continue to evolve in life. And as we continue to enjoy the fruits of our labor, if it isn't for brink-thinkers and the people who are on the edge, Sue, we're never going to have the newest invention, the newest idea, the newest program, the newest thought process. So my point is here, what is wrong with this whole thing of having options and opportunities for Medicare, Sue? What is wrong with Romney and Ryan saying, listen, okay, baby boomers, retirees, we know that Medicare is a problematic program. We know that at some point this thing is going to be a problem, whether it be 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. We hear a lot of reports right now, and I'm so tired of the report, too. But, oh, now it's like by 2020, and some say 2016. Whatever. I can't get a straight answer to save my life.
So where you're going with this, Malcolm, is you're thinking that what they're offering is – see, my actual brink thinking on this is that people have become so used to Medicare.
Exactly.
That they cannot see that, wow, what if there was a program that's actually – enhances your health and allows you to choose. I'll give you another example. You know, why is it you go into a store, a gallon of milk costs this much, or a gas station, unfortunately, what a gallon of gas, it's all very apparent. You know what you're spending. You go into a hospital and they run a whole bunch of tests, or you stay in the hospital and they sell you a $10 aspirin. Why is that? Why is the cost of health care? Why do we not know what tests cost? Why do we not know this? And I think as a boomer myself, we're starting to say we want to know. We want to know what we're spending.
Well, you know, I think we're all a bit ignorant to Medicare, medical cost in general, Sue. You know, one of the things that disturbed me, and this is part of the ignorance and the arrogance both of Americans, and I'm going to suggest to you right now, how many times, and you all can ask yourself this out there right now, or friends or family that you know, how many times are you at a hospital and you get that bill in, if you even see the bill at the end of the day, if you even look at it, which most don't, how many ever question it? Well, no, nobody questions it, too.
That's because it's always been done that way, and that's why I have you on my show. Once again, I'm here with Malcolm Out Loud, and his website is malcolmoutloud.tv. He is the Brink Thinker. So you're seeing this from the same view that I am, that people are starting to become more aware of it and say, why is it done that way?
Yeah, I mean, this is what we need to ask. I mean, and, you know, we need to question that bill. You know, I hate it when people say, Sue, it is so ignorant to me when someone says, I'm not paying the bill. The insurance company's going to pay it. I don't really care. I mean, how ridiculous. Who do you think's paying for that bill, you imbecile? Come on, man.
Well, or even the double charging or the fraud that's going on in Medicare. All of this makes a difference. You know, it's the ripple effect. Every single thing causes an effect somewhere.
Always, Sue, and people need to stop it. We all need to care. We all need to look out for each other. We all need to give a darn and do better at this thing. This is what life is about. This is why I do this every day, Sue, is to not common sense into people. It's like, come on, people. So listen, the bottom line is, the fact that Ryan had worked with a Democrat out of Oregon, Ron Wyden, and the fact that Romney now is embraced, you hear a lot about the voucher system, right, Sue?
Right, and we're going to have to do this quick, Malcolm, because we have gotten short on time today.
All right. Okay. So real quickly, the voucher system. I mean, there's nothing wrong with offering options to people. That's the last thought I want to leave you with, Sue. There's nothing wrong with giving these options to
folks. Options are a beautiful thing, and thank you so much, Malcolm. I look forward to talking to you next week. And once again, I'm here with Malcolm Out Loud. His website is justthat.tv. And stay right here on Aging Info Radio. We have a watchdog on Wall Street going to talk about Medicaid and the spending. This is Aging Info Radio, and we will be right back.
Are you a retiree or just about to retire? Let's face it, in today's economy, having the funds to live comfortably in later years is a concern for many people. John O'Connor has been helping retirees for 22 years with hundreds of clients throughout the Chicagoland area. Now learn from John what others have done to retire safely and securely. You are invited to attend a complimentary workshop in your area with John O'Connor and learn what you need to know to reduce or eliminate market loss, protect assets from creditors and predators, and receive a reasonable rate of interest on your hard-earned money. Private appointments are also available for your convenience. Be informed and start to enjoy a life without the worry of losing your hard-earned money. Call 847-274-2681 for location information and to reserve your seat now. 847-274-2681. That's 847-274-2681. 847-274-2681.
Do you know a senior who is in crisis? Are you worried about their safety or quality of life? You now have someone to call. ElderWorks. ElderWorks free service helps seniors and their families find senior housing, home care, and support services throughout Illinois. ElderWorks helps you figure out all the options based on your loved one's needs. They understand your situation and can help. Call 847-462-0885 or visit elderworks.com. That's works with an E. Needing long-term care is a reality of life, and long-term care insurance helps preserve assets and provides peace of mind. LTCI pays for home care, assisted living, and nursing facilities. 3 out of 4 people over 65 will need long-term care, costing $80,000 annually. Mega LTC are specialists when it comes to long-term care insurance.
For more information, call Peter or Brian at Mega Long-Term Care, 800-533-6242, or visit MAGALTC.com.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-716-6878. That's 800-716-6878. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-716-6878. 800-716-6878. American Bullion. 800-716-6878.
This is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of people too.
You are listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Sue Zawacki.
Chicago is.
And for my Sue Says Today, sponsored by Senior News 50 and Better, the toughest choices can yield the most unexpected results. My next guest is Chris Markowski, and he is the watchdog on Wall Street, a political and economic expert. And we are going to talk about Medicaid spending. And living in Illinois, there are many nursing homes that are having troubles getting paid. And you kind of wonder what's going on here. And welcome, Chris, to Aging Info Radio.
How are you?
I'm doing great. I am so happy to have you on. I know that you know a lot about, you know, the food stamp and the SNAP programs and what's going on with it. And what's your view on all this? I mean, the dramatic increase in welfare programs over the last 4 years.
Well, I mean, the number that came out today is staggering. It's embarrassing. You know, we always talk about the United States being this you know, land of opportunity and this place of personal responsibility where people can go and make it on their own. And, you know, you've ever visited Ellis Island and you go to these places and see these people that came from all over the world here just to go stake a claim. And you take a look at the numbers today, we're over $1 trillion right now in welfare payments. This is not Medicare. This is not Social Security. This is welfare payments, over $1 trillion. To put that into perspective, back in 2000, the entire budget of the United States wasn't even $1 trillion. This is record-breaking stuff. We have almost one-third of the country that is on some form of welfare at this point in time. We have a government that is actively advertising for people to get on food stamps and welfare. And I'm scratching my head. I don't know what happened. I don't know, you know, if I... Yeah, like I fell asleep one day and something magical happened in this country that changed the overall fiber. But It's a very, very bad situation, and we're in right now.
Now, what do you think some of the social factors that have really contributed to this? I'm sure economically that hasn't helped. I mean, people have had a real tough time. What do you see here?
Well, yeah, a lot of people have had a very, very difficult time, and it's part of the problem right now. We've got too much government. We've got too many people that are on government rolls at this point in time. We have to get them off. We've got extended unemployment to 99 weeks at this point, which is pretty much unprecedented. Your state of Illinois, I think, has made some horrible, horrible decisions in regards to taxes and taxing businesses. You want businesses to hire, don't tax them, and most certainly, don't give a pass on your major corporations and force all the mom and pops and small businesses to pay. And this is why you're seeing all around the country, seeing businesses leave Illinois, seeing businesses leave Michigan, New York, California, and all these high tax places, and they're moving to other locales more often than not into the South, mm-hmm. where there's low taxes and less regulation. One of these days, some of these people up north are going to finally get with the program.
Yeah, what's being created here is a culture of dependence and entitlement. And that's not what our country was founded on. I really do believe the greatest generation is one generation that completely inspires me. They were the hard workers, the astute savers. They rebuilt the country. They weren't handed out government programs.
Well, what's interesting is what you said. I wrote a column recently. It's called Drug Pusher. And if you go back and you listen to FDR, this is after his State of the Union speech, after signing in some of these welfare programs into law, he warned about them. He says you need to keep these things under control because welfare is like a narcotic and it will destroy the national fiber. And that's what's happened. That's what we've done. It's gotten out of control. Free phones? We spend over $1 billion a year to give people a free cell phone? You could just, right on down the list, over 100 different welfare programs here in the United States. And who can keep track of all of this?
Yeah, just like the testing that they're trying to bring about with food stamps is that, people need to be tested for drugs on them. I mean, they should be. If they're being given this entitlement, they should be accountable for it.
Hey, listen, with the food stamps thing, the way the thing has worked, that is one of the most tightly guarded secrets is what food stamps are spent on. The government will not release that information. The reality is, you're not supposed to spend that on alcohol, but certain parts of the SNAP program you can get in cash, and you can. People can buy cigarettes with it. You can go to a casino with it. You can gamble. You can buy lotto tickets with this.
Chris.
It's nuts. It's nuts. It really is.
It's completely out of control, and I understand when you say Uncle Sam, the drug pusher. I mean, they're basically enabling people, and once again, I'm here with Chris Markowski. He is the watchdog on Wall Street, his website being watchdogonwallstreet.com. Chris, you are a world of information, and our time is so limited here on Aging Info Radio. Give us your words of wisdom real quick for the day.
Well, this is very important stuff that you're covering right now, and I really hope your listeners pay close attention to it because, I've got young children. A lot of your listeners, I'm sure, have children and grandchildren. I want my kids to grow up and have the same opportunities that I had growing up.
We want the best for our future generations. They are the ones that are, it's so important. Once again, stay right here on Aging Info Radio. I have another guest coming on. We'll be right back.
A recent study found that the number one reason for people 50 years and older to lose their ability to perform everyday physical activities and enjoy life as they should is spinal disorders. Don't lose your mobility. Stay young your first 100 years with help from the doctors at Illinois Spinal Care of Elmhurst. Illinois Spinal Care is your choice for state-of-the-art corrective chiropractic care in a patient-friendly environment. Call 630-617-9790 or visit IllinoisSpinalCare.com.
70% of American adults have lost at least one permanent tooth, and over 70 million people are missing at least three or more teeth. If you're one of these people, please call Resource One Dental Implant Benefit Program. Dental implants are a permanent solution to a temporary problem. Obtain dental implants for half of what you'd expect to pay when you enroll in the Resource One Dental Implant Benefit Program. For a $150 enrollment fee, you'll save over $12,000 on implants. Call 1-800-851-8745 or go to Resource One BodyLogicImplants.com.
BodyLogic MD comprises the nation's largest national network of highly trained physicians specializing in bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. BodyLogic MD has been featured on Oprah.com and in Suzanne Summers' books, Knockout, Interviews with Doctors Who Are Curing Cancer, and Breakthrough, 8 Steps to Wellness, and her book Ageless, The Naked Truth About Bioidentical Hormones, dedicates an entire chapter to BodyLogic MD. Find a location near you at BodyLogicMD.com. BodyLogicMD.com.
Welcome to the groundbreaking of a new and exciting virtual web-based community called My Senior Neighborhood. The neighborhood will consist of businesses and professional services that specialize in working with seniors, baby boomers, and their families. At MySeniorNeighborhood.com, visitors can quickly find a needed resource. If you are a business or a professional that would like to be a providing member of the neighborhood, go to MySeniorNeighborhood.com. That's MySeniorNeighborhood.com. Or call 847-466-1700.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio. For boomers and seniors aging but not growing old, you're listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Sue Zawacki.
Yes, my next guest today is Woodrow Wilcox, who is a speaker, educator, and the author of Solving Medicare Problems. And I have always believed there's a lot of Medicare fraud, but there's also a lot of billing mistakes. And welcome, Woodrow, to Aging Info Radio.
Well, I'm glad to be on. Thank you very much for asking me.
Now, you have written a book called Solving Medicare Problems. And then, of course, your background, you are a caseworker, so you see a lot of these problems. What are they?
Well,
what are some of them? I'm sure there's a whole list, but what are some of them?
There's a whole list, but basically, the Medicare system is a human-made system, and it gets flawed. And the main flaws that I am able to help with are flaws from the Medicare system where they fail to send information to the insurance companies, or they get wrong information from the doctors or hospitals, and it just gums up the Medicare process and messes up the bills for senior citizens. And basically, I step in to work with our senior citizen clients and straighten out the matters. And over the course of, well, in the first 7.5 years that I did this, I saved the clients of the insurance agency where I work over $1 million by straightening out these problems.
Now, with Medicare, they don't get a lot of bills. If they have a supplemental along with the Medicare, they really don't pay out of pocket very much except for that monthly premium, correct?
Right.
There are two
areas. For instance, when Medicare fails to send the claim to the insurance company doesn't get the claim, doesn't pay it, and then the doctors or hospitals or collection agencies go after the senior citizens for an amount of money which they really shouldn't be asked to pay. The only problem is that Medicare failed to send that information to the insurance company. The insurance company didn't refuse to pay it. It's just that Medicare never sent the information. And when the system breaks down, that's when I step in and pull the pieces back together to make it work for our clients. And this is like, you know, with any other business, a value added for the clients makes the clients more loyal and builds the business. It makes them know that the people at this insurance agency care about the senior citizens. And because I've been successful at doing this, I decided I'd write a book, and hopefully other people around the country would learn how to do this. By gosh, by my calculations, I believe that mistakes by the Medicare system cause medical bill problems for senior citizens, which cost the senior citizens in America over $1 billion a year in basically false claims, false amounts that they should pay, when in fact if somebody stepped in and helped them, they wouldn't have to pay. So I wrote the book to try to make it so that senior citizens are not clobbered for $1 billion a year that they really don't owe.
Well, senior citizens and all, you know, a lot of health care companies, you know, it's human error. There can be mistakes with billing, double billing, you know, people getting duplicate bills and saying, well, the insurance company never paid this. I guess I owe it. And here a health care provider is being paid double. I mean, there's a lot of things that go on there. But I mean, in the case of seniors, they don't know how to do this. They don't know to pick up the phone and say, you know what, Medicare's not paying this bill. I'm under Medicare. What do I do now? They don't know how to do that. And that's where your book came in, Solving Medicare Problems, correct? That's what caused you to write it. You said, well, why can't everybody learn this?
Yeah, and there are things that you can learn. Now, I designed that book so that somebody wanting to help people could do about 75 to 80% of what I do. There are certain things that you have to have contracts with insurance companies and contracts for non-disclosure and so forth that you just simply have to have. But for most people, if you want to help your parents or grandparents with medical bill problems caused by mistakes in the Medicare system, if you read this book and followed what I say, you'd be able to help with about 75% of problems that might come up. I'd like to give you a couple of examples of what I did for some of our clients. There's a lady who lived 55 miles away, and she drove here, and she showed me some papers. Her husband had died. She was getting medical bills. And I looked at the papers, and I said, are these all the papers you've got? And she said, yes. And right away, I knew that there was something called a Medicare summary notice that was missing. And I knew that if Medicare did not send a Medicare summary notice to the widow, 99% chance that they did not send the essential information to the insurance company. So when I realized that, I simply typed a letter for our client, had her sign it, sent it off to Medicare, and it prompted Medicare to send the required information, and all her bills got paid. So she didn't owe anything after the death of her husband, after I helped her.
Something so simple as that. And that's, once again, Woodrow's website is solvingmedicareproblems.com. And where can somebody get a copy of your book, Solving Medicare Problems?
Well, it's available through the publisher, ebooktime.com in Montgomery, Alabama. But it's now available both as a paperback and as an ebook from Amazon and from Barnes & Noble at their websites.
You know, all the health care billing is so confusing for people. I mean, the codes are different. You know, the insurance company payment may look different than the bill. And I think, you know, as people get older, this has got to get more and more confusing. Now, I do know that there's a chapter in your book that you talk about, as everybody is calling it, Obamacare, but I know it's the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act. And what are some of the problems with it? And what I'd like to do, Woodrow, when we get back from break, is I'd like to for you to give us a couple points on that and let us know some things that we might want to look out for when we are learning about that program. This is Aging Info Radio here on 560 WIND. We will be right back. Hi, this is Susa Wacky, host of Aging Info Radio. My retirement account kept getting smaller, being tied to our volatile market until I met John O'Connor. I attended an O'Connor & Associates workshop, How to Not Outlive My Retirement, and he switched my account to a fixed rate for growth. Best of all, my IRA will continue to grow well into my retirement years when I need it most. Call O'Connor & Associates at 847-274-2681 or visit O'ConnorAndAssociates.biz.
I have an important business trip coming up. I used to worry about Mom every time I went. I'm proud of her independence, but I worry about her safety and well-being when I'm not around. Not anymore. I called Partners in Senior Care. Their team of compassionate geriatric care managers specialize in helping seniors and their families navigate the aging journey. Call Partners in Senior Care. They can help you too. 847-548-1330. 847-548-1330. Or visit them on the web at partnersinseniorcare.com.
Heritage Woods of Gurnee is an affordable assisted lifestyle community for seniors 65 and over who cannot live alone at home anymore. Understanding the affordability and differences of Heritage Woods is the key. They differ from assisted living communities because of the financial program, which includes Medicaid and allows many people the opportunity to stay for as long as they want. For more information on how you can afford an assisted lifestyle, call 847-623-6300.
Hello, I'm Larry Hanover, and I'm with Security One Lending in Schaumburg. We're one of the largest reverse mortgage lenders in America and the official reverse mortgage lender of Aging Info Radio. A reverse mortgage is a federally insured loan that has no income or credit restrictions. So if you would like to learn more about how a reverse mortgage could benefit you, or your parents, please call our offices at 847-466-1800. That's 847-466-1800.
Sue says, never stop learning. It brings life to your life. And now, back to Aging Info Radio.
Yes, this is your host, Sue Zawacki, and I'm here with Woodrow Wilcox, who is a speaker, educator, and author of Solving Medicare Problems. And in your book, just that, Solving Medicare Problems is the name of his book, there is a chapter that warns about problems about the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. What are a few of those problems or warnings?
Well, I go through a litany of problems that people can expect in the future from Obamacare and just simply say, you know, you can take this as a warning and you can heed it or you can disregard it. I'm just simply giving out the information. In Accounting Today, the editor of that publication in, I think, October 2010, actually went through a list of things that are causing many doctors to reconsider whether or not they want to accept Medicare, and that is all kinds of accounting problems being put over on doctors. Causing them to not be able to really have a good cash flow with their offices to pay the bills. And what part of what they want to do to reduce the cost of Medicare is reduce what they pay to hospitals and doctors. Mm-hmm. And you get down to a low enough amount, and it doesn't even cover the costs of having people in the office to help the people and pay for the rent and pay for the equipment and pay for the insurance to keep you from being sued and collected on. So the thing is, they're reducing what they're paying doctors, and they're also changing the fee schedule and everything like that, and it's just simply making life really difficult for
making
doctors.
It hard for doctors. Well, thank you so much, Woodrow. Once again, his website is solvingmedicareproblems.com. And I appreciate you being on Aging Info Radio today.
Thank you.
You're welcome. My Paws Pooch of the Week is Fruit Punch, and she is a female 10-month-old buff and white terrier. Call Paws Chicago at 773-935-7296 or go to pawschicago.org. And, of course, Fruit Punch is waiting with her paws crossed. Right, Daisy Mae? You're a loud one today. And if you need a resource or referral, please do contact Aging Info Radio. You can call us at 866-560-3965. We also put all of our shows up shortly after we air on podcast at aginginforadio.com. Do check out our highly credible sponsors, which are some of the best, if not the best, in the Chicagoland area. And if you are in need of home care, please do consider Partners in Senior Care. They provide geriatric care management and home care services. Their phone number is 847-548-1330. And a thank you to my guests today who are all out there making a big difference. Malcolm Out Loud, his website being malcolmoutloud.tv. Your watchdog on Wall Street, Christopher Markowski, and his site being watchdogonwallstreet.com. And our Medicare problem solver, Woodrow Wilcox, and his book, Solving Medicare Problems, and add a .com after that for his website. I also want to thank my listeners, my highly reputable sponsors, Debbie, my awesome technical programmer in AM560. I'm Sue Zawacki, your host, and we'll be back next Saturday. Next Saturday morning, stay right here for Earn It, Keep It, Grow It with Kathleen New. And this is my message to you. On an American goodbye note, I believe it is all of our responsibility to take care of our seniors, many of whom are the foundation of our country, and may their strength and dedication be passed on for generations to come.
There ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
My Senior Neighborhood was proud to bring you Aging Info Radio. For boomers and seniors, aging but not growing old. Be sure to catch them again next Saturday as they continue conversations that will keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. Right here on AM 560 WIND.
time to buy is now at Oaklawn Toyota. Hi, I'm Elizabeth Colosimo, and my dad, Ronnie Colosimo, invites you to help us move our new 2012 models. We've got great clearance prices and finance rates as we make room for the new 2013 Toyotas. So come see why people love doing business with us. We're at 4320 West.